Blog Talk Radio.
All right, folks, here we go. It's Patriot Nation Radio Show live right here, right now. I'm your host, Mark Hoffman, and we're ready to rock and roll. We got a heck of a show on tap for you tonight. Tonight we will be speaking with Nancy Carol Markham from the United Daughters of the Confederacy, the Gainesville chapter, speaking to you directly about the Old Joe statue, how you can help UDC, and an update on what's going on. So you want to make sure you tune right in and keep listening. And then in the second half of the show, one of the gentlemen, I'm pretty sure he was up there at the Old Joe defending the statue. And, you know, the day they had a meeting, it was a Monday a few weeks back. And he was up there. His name is John Tiny Threeper. And our good friend, Jamie Spears, will be joining him. She was there with him. She was videotaping. As they were told that there on the 9/11 Memorial in New York City, in downtown Manhattan, where almost 3,000 people lost their lives in a terror attack, they cannot walk the grounds with an American flag. You heard it here, folks. That's right. The 9/11 Memorial in New York City, One World Trade Center, downtown New York. No American flags to be flown. And we're going to have, they're going to have them folks on in the second half of the show. But for right now, I'm going to do this, play the top of the hour break, and I'll bring our first guest, Nancy, on. Dig this, folks. I'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio, 347-637-3942.
Attention conservatives, big social media is targeting conservatives like you and me in an effort to silence us and the truth. The free speech social media that you have waited for is here at LibertyRush.com. No longer do you have to be distracted by fake news. Join the war on fake news at LibertyRush.com, the official alternative with no libtard rhetoric. Guaranteed. LibertyRush.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Dave Bray, America's favorite patriotic rocker, and you are listening to Patriot Nation Radio Network.
I never knew about at a funeral or like the last day when an officer has passed, and they actually go and the dispatch will close basically down the radio air for emergency only. And then she will call the badge number, or he will call the badge number from dispatch, and obviously there's never an answer. Brave soul has passed away in the line of duty. Felt like something needed to be done or to recognize that. And that's what the song is about, basically. It's about an officer who's, you know, gone down in the line of duty, and, you know, he's given his all. And, you know, when they do reach out for the last call, he answers back, and these are his words. And one thing a lot of people don't know, I know a lot of cops, you know, in and out of uniform. They are very human, just like you and I. Pick and choose what laws they uphold, but they have to uphold the ones that are put in place by our representatives. And our representatives are the people that we put in office. And the same people that are out there with their signs are the same people that are putting lunatics in office. Here's the wake-up call, people. Don't come down on the men and women in blue for doing their job. Come down on your representatives for passing these BS laws, and get involved in your political on a local level and fix what the problem is. Fix the problems in our laws today. Get involved in your local politics and get moving. Get moving in America. Become a citizen. A citizen doesn't mean you sit back and collect a paycheck from the government. A citizen means you are a part of the government, a part of the citizenry, a part of the voting and voicing public. And that's what I think the song says moreover than anything else. And if people want to hear it, because I know they do, please go to Dave Bray USA right now on Facebook. That's DaveBray USA.
All units, stand by for a special announcement. Emergency traffic only.
11:45.
Prince William calling, 11:45. This is the final call for 11:45. Officer Ashley Gwinden, end of watch, February 27th, 2016. May you rest in peace.
This message is brought to you by TheAmericanBrand.org. We are a 501c4 nonprofit founded by veterans for all Americans to strengthen the roots of American working class by telling the stories of America through citizen storytellers. In partnership with Patriot Nation Radio, we are donating $50 to the nonprofit Devil Dog USA with each purchase of a $250 lifetime membership to TheAmericanBrand.org. Devil Dog USA is dedicated to helping homeless veterans find housing and opportunity. Sign up today at TheAmericanBrand.org. That's TheAmericanBrand.org for a lifetime membership and use the sales code Devil Dog USA at checkout. Again, that's one word, Devil Dog USA. Help us give honor to those who have served.
Thank you for listening to Patriot Nation Radio. 347-637-3942.
There you have it, folks, and we are back. It's the Patriot Nation Radio Show. We got one heck of a show on tap for you tonight, and we're going to talk a little bit about the monument issue, things that are happening with monuments. It's going to be a crazy weekend as Juneteenth rolls in Texas. Here comes dinner. Excellent. Look at that, folks, served right to the radio show. My wife loves me. Thank you, sweetheart. I love you, too. So don't mind me as I munch on my delicious dinner. That's pure love right there, folks. That's what makes someone stay together for 25 years. Love that lady. Lord have mercy, I love that lady. And I love all you guys and girls that are listening, tuning in tonight. We have Inez is tuning in. Hello, how are you, ma'am? We had her come on the show. Her story's incredible. She came here from the Middle East, from Iran, living under Sharia law, and is going out telling people really what the deal is about Sharia law. Check her out. If you're on the Facebook live feed, check out Inez, Annie Cyrus, and find out the real deal about Sharia law from someone right from the mouth. She'll tell you exactly what happens over there, from beating the women for having on nail polish, beating them for a little bit of hair hanging out of their hijab, however you pronounce it. It's crazy. It's crazy stuff. It's unbelievable. You can't believe some of the things that go on in this country. But anyway, without further ado, I want to bring in our first guest tonight. She's part of the United Daughters of the Confederacy, the Gainesville chapter. Gainesville has one of the statues that has a target on it right now by the Antifa, anti-fascists, a group that's using fascist tactics to silence others while calling themselves anti-fascist, the Black Lives Matter movement and others are attempting to erase folks' history, their family members, their ancestors' history. And as I told my guest on a previous phone call, I'm a Yankee. Okay, a damn Yankee to the folks from the South, because I'm a Yankee that never left. So therefore, I'm a damn Yankee and proud of it. I used to live in New York. You probably tell by my accent. And we're going to get about it. As this show progresses, we're going to talk about New York. And one of the leading reasons why I decided it might be time to leave that place. But that's it. The second half of the show is bringing John Tiny Threeper and my good friend Jamie Spears, Floridians, and possibly John's wife may join us as well, as they were up in New York City at the 9/11 Memorial. You won't believe their story and what happened just yesterday. I believe it was yesterday, yes. Right here, right at the 9/11 Memorial. Unreal. Anyway, let's bring in Nancy. Nancy, how you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm wonderful. I'm so happy to be here with you this evening.
And I'm so happy that you are giving up some of your time to speak with us and tell the folks exactly what you're experiencing as they're attempting to erase history in Gainesville. of folks' ancestral history, their heritage. Tell folks a little bit about how this all came about, the lead up to the, I forget what the date was, when you guys had the town meeting there and everybody came up and defended the statue and stood around and said, no, you're not taking it. So what happened, start there and then we'll roll right into it.
Well, really it starts with the witch hunt. When the witch hunt started after that horrible, tragic shooting in Charleston, and people decided that flags kill people. People don't kill people. Flags kill people. And, so my flag was the first, our Confederate battle flag was the first symbol to start coming down. And then, of course, it's a slippery, you start attacking a flag of a veteran because those are flags of veterans. Veterans were called, they did their duty, they served under that flag, and years later another group came along and used that flag for purposes it wasn't intended. But that's where it started. Well, after the flag, then what's next? It's a monument. People started calling for monuments to come down. And so I guess that was, 2 years ago in July, June, July. And so there was a commission meeting, and in the public comment, a man in a dress who was not from Gainesville, who's from out of town, demanded that the monument outside to slavery and white supremacy should come down. Now, I have to tell you, this monument is in 1904, United Daughters of the Confederacy. I'm the president of the Gainesville chapter, so I can only really speak for the Gainesville chapter. There's a bigger organization. But ladies, mothers, sisters, wives, daughters of these men that didn't come home serving. In 1861, Florida called her sons to serve her and give their lives if necessary to defend her. And Florida boys did their duty. They were doing their duty, like our Vietnam veterans, our World War I, World War II, Korea. Our Florida boys were called in 1861, and they did their duty and served. And of course, men fell in war, and it's not like today, they didn't come home. They were mostly buried where they were. So these wives and mothers and sisters started an organization called the United Daughters of the Confederacy. And it's those of us who can trace our lineage back to a man who served honorably for the Confederate States of America. So my little chapter in Gainesville in the turn of the century decided, we need a monument. We need to remember these men who fell. We need to honor them. We need to, especially in 1904, in the late 1800s, the early 1900s, the men that had served were aging and they were starting to die. And so there was a tremendous amount of nostalgia around the turn of the century. And both sides, it was kind of a healing because both sides were dying. So my chapter back in 1904 saved their pennies for years to erect a monument for their fallen sons who did their duty serving and who did not come home. So this monument was erected for that reason. And the inscription on the monument says, to the memory of our Confederate dead. It's to boys who died who can't speak for themselves anymore, And so anyway, they erected this monument. And it's been there for 113 years now, peacefully, until 2 years ago. And then people started demanding it come down. And the Lasher County Commission has had several meetings on it, and they voted to remove it and send it to a museum. This has been about a year ago. And the museum said, no, it needs to stay where it is. So that the county, it went back to the county commission. And the county commission said, well, if they won't do our dirty work for us, if they won't take it, we will send it to the Historical Society. And the Historical Society sent back a letter to the commission and said, no, it should stay where it is. We think it should stay. And, what can we do now? So they sent the question to the Alachua County Veterans Advisory Committee. And the Alachua County, of course, our chapter position was this whole time has been it should stay. It's a monument to veterans. You don't hide your veterans. No matter the politics of the war is completely different than the men who served. That was our Vietnam lesson. So in any event, they said, well, the Veterans Advisory Committee of Alachua County should decide what happens then to these veterans. So they sent it, and the Veterans Advisory Committee of Alachua County are duly elected representatives of every organization in Alachua County that serves veterans, the VFW and the AMVETS and you know, American Legion and Korean War vets, World War II vets, you know, all of them, Iraq Freedom, all of the, you know, Desert Storm, a representative, Pause for Patriots, I think, has one, you know, Wounded Warrior, all of these. So there are 30 or 40 people at this meeting, and they voted unanimously that this monument to veterans should stay where it is. So I went to this last meeting a little bit. Yeah.
Now, I found somebody had posted the 2016 Florida statute. And in chapter, let me make sure I get the right chapter, 872, there is a title. I don't read Roman numbers so good, so we're going to skip the title. it comes under crimes, and it's 872.02 would be the subsection of the chapter 872, injuring or removing tomb or monument, disturbing context of grave or tomb. A person who willfully and knowingly destroys, mutilates, defaces, injures, or removes any tomb, monument, gravestone, burial mound, earthen or shell monument containing human skeletal remains or associated burial artifacts, or other structure or thing placed or designed for a memorial of the dead, or fence, railing, curb, or other thing intended for the protection or ornamentation of any tomb, monument, gravestone, burial mound, earthen or shell monument containing human skeletal remains or associated burial artifacts. So in other words, they can't touch them. These are erected
to
memorialize the dead. This is part of the Florida law. So how are they getting away with it? How come the sheriffs aren't upholding their constitutional duty and taking these folks to task?
You know, that's a very good question. I guess because they're Confederates. You know, it's still okay. I guess it's okay to be prejudiced against everybody else. I mean, about nobody else except Confederates. It's okay to be, you know, well, because they're Confederates. Oh, okay. You know, well, we can, you know, disrespect them. But it's not okay to disrespect anything else. But we're, you know, Confederates are, you know, we're in the bullseye right now. And, you know, it's not just us. You know, it's at that meeting, you were at the meeting, and, you know, someone mentioned, you know, they're talking about our founding fathers. You know, they had slaves. And then someone mentioned the U.S. flag that was behind the county commissioners. Well, that flag, you know, was a flag that slaves came in under. I mean, it just, you know, it's just crazy. And, of course, people started talking about taking down names of streets and, you know, taking down names of schools and all this. And I guess going into that May 23rd meeting, you know, after this horrible, just heart excruciatingly painful time, you know, defending these veterans, I guess going into that May 23rd meeting, I had a little bit of confidence because I thought, well, you know what? The county commission asked the veterans what to do. And I thought, well, that makes a little sense because it's veterans of Alachua County deciding what happens to a monument in Alachua County to veterans. Okay. You know, I felt a little better about that. And I went in, and they voted unanimously, of course, and it went back to the county commission, and the commission ignored that. Yeah, they ignored every veterans organization and voted to remove that monument. And so that put us in a – and they gave – but they did it interesting. They gave us kind of a contingency in that all these other monuments that are coming down, it's just they're going down. Yeah, they're going down, they're going down. Well, my monument – the ladies had permission to erect it on the courthouse steps. So there's a little bit of a question. Okay, we didn't really give it. So what the county commission did, but the county commission says, well, it's still ours. You left it here, it's still ours. But a little bit of gray. So what the county commission did was they said, well, we'll offer it to the organization, the chapter, my chapter, that originally had erected it. And it's been there for 114 years, but we'll give you 60 days to accept it or reject it. And if you can't come get it, which is a Herculean task, you know, to get this huge 115-year-old monument, if you can't come get it, then we're going to scrap it. And people weren't even happy with that. You were at the meeting. They didn't want it scrapped. They wanted it destroyed. Time and time again, people got up and wanted it destroyed because it was a monument to veterans of a war that they didn't really agree with the politics on, or they don't think they agree with the politics on. And so, you know, they have to destroy this veteran statue. It was just obscene. It was heartbreaking and gruesome and just horrible. And it's a slippery slope. Our revolutionaries are next.
It's absolutely ridiculous that they're even thinking about taking down people's memorials. There's plenty of memorials, folks. I don't think this is going to stop with a little statue in Gainesville that commemorates somebody's ancestors. They're talking Stone Mountain. Stone Mountain. Really? What's wrong with these people? This guy, the guy that's calling for the removal of the one out in Orlando, which is there's going to be a big rally this Saturday in Orlando. If you're heading out there, please be safe and be ready for anything. Because who knows what's going to happen out there. These folks in the anti-fascist Antifa group, remember, they're using fascist tactics as anti-fascists to intimidate, attack, and harass people. The guy who is calling for this stat is a Yankee. The statue's been there over 100 years. He moves down there, and now he's going to tell these people how they got to live? I think that's bullcrap. It's like buying a house next to the airport and then complaining the airport makes too much noise. The airport was there. You've seen the plane flying over your house. Why'd you buy it? If you don't like the damn statue, pack your bags and move. These folks deserve to have their heritage represented. And this clown doesn't even come from here. He's not a Southerner. He's a freaking Yankee. He comes down here to cause trouble. Give people like me a bad name. I don't like it. To me, it's bullcrap. It makes me angry. Wait till you hear the second half of this show. It's going to blow your mind. It's really upsetting what's going on in our country today. Is history and heritage being torn down? What's next? The Statue of Liberty? Statue of Liberty's next, maybe? I don't know. So, Nancy, if someone wants to help, maybe raise funds, help you guys out, volunteer some time, do something to help maintain the integrity of Old Joe statue out there in Gainesville. Where do they go to help you?
Well, a dear man, his name is Steven, he set us up a GoFundMe site, which is GoFundMe Save-Old-Joe, and it's a fund to move him. The bid is $14,500. And if we don't move him, you know, they want him destroyed. And the time, I think I've got 47 days left to raise this money. And at that point, it's, you know, it's raising this money. We have some people who stepped forward that have said, you know, well, I've got a crane or I've got a truck or I've got a this. And I'm grateful for those people and I've got those resources. Where we started first was, where are we going to put it? And, you know, how safe is it to move? What? Pardon?
I probably you could put it in my front yard and I will take care of it.
You know, and that was part of my criteria is that, you know, I learned from the Virginia Flaggers. I don't know if you know who the Virginia Flaggers are, but my friends that in these state capitals and city council offices and things where they're taking down our battle flag, our Virginia Flaggers are finding little pieces of private property or getting a little easement to put up the battle flag. And so I thought, okay, well, they're doing it on private property because no one can demand that you take it down. So if Old Joe, which is what we call him, his name really isn't Old Joe, but he's just kind of become a familiar, so because he's a monument to veterans, we call him Old Joe. So anyway, I decided as the chapter president that, you know, we started having some we had a county say, well, you know, we have a place that, you know, you might be able to put in, and then some other public possibilities. But what's to say that we're just not running trouble for, you know, me in a couple of years when that county has a whole bunch of people who move in that don't want it there, and then I have to go through this whole thing again. And, you know, I thought, well, I'm just running trouble for the future. So the first thing was we find a place, and simultaneously we've been working, find a place, simultaneously working on funds to get this done, simultaneously getting a list of volunteers who said, hey, you know, this isn't right. And it's funny because most of the volunteers are veterans. And as a matter of fact, I got a check from a man in Ohio, and he said, you know, I live in Ohio. I heard this on the news, and, you know, I'm a Yankee, but I'm a veteran, and you don't disrespect veterans. And, you know, to remove him is disrespecting veterans. So he sent me, you know, a check, and I was so that man gets it. You know, it's a monument to veterans, and, you know, veterans are not responsible for the politics of the war, whether you believe in them or not. Veterans do their duty, You know, they're serving. They did their duty, and that's a monument to the ones that didn't come home. So this GoFundMe, Save-Old-Joe, is for a fundraiser to try to, you know, raise the money. We have had someone step forward who has a small private piece of property adjacent to a cemetery where other Confederate soldiers and actually World War One. We found a World War One soldier in there. So I love the fact that he could potentially be near, you know, fellow servicemen, American servicemen, because of course the Confederate States of America. These are American boys. You know, they're Florida boys and Georgia boys. They're Americans. You know, and you know the battle flag, the flag that people call the Confederate flag, which isn't really the Confederate flag. It's a Confederate flag. It was the flag of the veteran, not the national flag. But you know, that flag is a Christian cross, and you know, it's a beautiful flag, I think. But anyway, but it is an American, you know, it's Confederate States of America. That is a flag to American veterans. And, you know, it's education about what that flag really stands for and stood for back then. And a group years after the war took that flag and used it for its purposes and used it for purposes it was never intended to be used for. But that same group also uses the U.S. flag, they use the Christian cross, you know, they use a lot of symbols that they, but my flag is the one they attack. So anyway, so we did find this man, tentatively it looks like this is where he's going to go, the man with the land adjacent to the cemetery. And then we have the list of some volunteers, which are, God bless them. And then we also are going to have money. I mean, there's going to be, you know, there's going to be a lot of donated, but you know, the land still has to be surveyed and deeded and cleared and, you know, an appropriate base for him. So, you know, we're talking, you know, close to $20,000 that, you know, my little ladies are sweet little, you know, they're mostly older ladies who, you know, their experience of this organization is, you know, they knit socks for the troops. They say, well, we have a veteran ancestor, and so we're going to take care of the ones we can now, you know. So they knit their little socks or send them books or whatever, you know. And, they don't have a war chest. You know, these are little ladies, you know, patriotic little ladies, you know, who are so sweet. And you cook coupons for soldiers' wives and stuff. And, you know, this is just a huge for them. You know, they're just not really equipped for this level. So we're just very grateful for people stepping in and helping us save this monument. The worst thing would be for me not to be able to rescue him, you know, to not be able to go get him. And I had it's really been heartbreaking for me, Mark, that I had a man call me, and he said, I live near where the statue is. It's right downtown. And he said, it's so seedy down there. And, you know, he's being disrespected. You know, people will throw beer bottles at this veteran's head, and they spray paint him, and he said, Nancy, he said, you know, I've been following this, and I really wanted him to stay. But when the commission met Tuesday, May 23rd, which I'll never forget the day as long as I live, when they said they were going to make us take him or destroy him, this man said to me, he said, you know what, it felt like you know, leaving no veteran behind. He said, it felt like restoring his honor, you know, kind of going in and getting him. But see, we have an unusual situation. I don't agree with them hiding away this veteran, and I support 100% the veteran advisory decision that he should stay. But when they said he had to go, and we looked at it and thought, okay, we could try the legal thing, but there was a very slim chance that anything would happen. Probably the 60 days would pass, and they would destroy him. And then even if we got some kind of positive, happy remedy, you know, he'd be destroyed or gone. And so our thing was, okay, you know, we didn't want this, we never wanted this, but you know what, God is going to make lemonade out of these lemons, and this something's going to happen. And with the amount of people who have stepped forward and said, you know, I'm a veteran, that's not the right thing to do, and you know, they shouldn't be taking down monuments, you know, you don't do that, have stepped forward. And so it's kind of been breathing life into it, and it's warmed our heart because we've just really been heartbroken through this whole process. And the love outpouring has been very nice. But we were still probably not even half to our financial goal. And we're at 40-something days. And, I'm working around the clock, literally around the clock, trying to raise the money.
So what I want you to do again is make sure you give out all the donation page information and where folks can throw in a dollar, even if it's a dollar, folks. Skip coffee tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Skip coffee tomorrow and throw in the $2. If you go to Starbucks, it's almost $5 if you get a venti, I guess they call it. You know what I mean? You know, throw that in. Forget the coffee. Hook up
these
fine ladies.
Well, we'd be so grateful.
At the United Daughters of Confederacy Gainesville.
In Gainesville, it's either our United Daughters of the Confederacy P.O. Box 347, Dean Hatchie, Florida 32359 is the physical address, or the GoFundMe is easy. It's GoFundMe Save-Old-Joe, and you'll see him. You can go in there and you'll see old Joe. He's as handsome as he can be, and he's been there for 114 years. And anyway, so yeah, we would appreciate any help we can get to save this statue, because we're just so we are a patriotic group of ladies. And we believe in honoring all veterans of all wars. And that's what he is.
Amen. I back the veterans on this show on a regular basis. I do a lot of veterans advocacy shows. And we now have actually started the show on Wednesdays right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. Vet Talk with Sergeant Gonzalo Duran. He's up there in the Bronx, New York, and he's running for a county commissioner office, I believe is the office he's running for right there in the Bronx. This young man, he was homeless, come back from war, wound up homeless, and worked really, really hard and built this great organization, Devil Dog USA. So if you get a chance, Google that, and you will not be disappointed in what they got going on over there. They got great stuff happening right there at Devil Dog USA. Gonzalo Duran and his show, Vet Talk with Sergeant Gonzalo Duran, Wednesdays, 7 o'clock, right here on the Patriot Nation Radio Network. But yes, folks, I will post the Old Joe fundraiser. I believe that the GoFundMe is attached to it on my radio pages. So just search out later on today or tomorrow. I don't know exactly when I'll get it posted. That's on Facebook, the Patriot Nation Radio Network and Patriot Nation Radio Show. Just search it out, find me, and it'll be on that page. So if you want to throw in your coffee money tomorrow, you can do that. Nancy, Patriot Nation Radio is on the side of history and heritage. Whether it's right or wrong, whether we agree with it or not, we need to preserve it. If it's not your history, mind your business. Let folks commemorate those that represent their heritage and their history in their way. They deserve it.
Yeah.
This is America. We have a freedom of expression. The second half of this show is going to aggravate you so much when you learn about freedom of expression and what happened yesterday at Ground Zero, New York City. And I implore you, Nancy, to stick around so that you can give out the donation pages again at the end of the broadcast. And you want to hear the second half of this show. You won't believe your ears.
Yeah, I do.
So we're going to transition right into the second half of the show here. And I want to play this. I'm going to play a song here. My friend and everybody's friend, America's number one patriotic rocker, Dave Bray, has put out a new video. It's got thousands and thousands, quarter of a million hits already. It's Taps and Amazing Grace. And right after this tune, I'm going to bring in this gentleman, Johnny Tiny Threeper, who was up in New York City yesterday. You won't believe what you're going to hear right after this. folks. That's Taps and Amazing Grace by America's number one patriotic rocker, Mr. Dave Bray. And, of course, you want to head over to DaveBrayUSA.com for all stuff. Dave Bray. Brave Day USA. He's got great shirts and great merchandise and great things happening right there. DaveBrayUSA.com. All right. So, some folks here from the Sunshine State went up this weekend to New York City. I believe it could be a part of the anti-Sharia law march and rally. Of course, they were met by throngs of Muslims there in the street of Manhattan in front of, I believe, Trump Tower. Unbelievable stuff happening there. I'm going to welcome right into the show right now. Johnny, what's happening, brother?
How you guys doing, man?
Still kind of like in disbelief and baffled by what I witnessed when you and Jamie and your wife posted that video yesterday and tagged me in it. My jaw dropped because I'm from there. And I remember the day clearly. I remember the efforts of the people, how we came together as Americans. We weren't Muslims. We weren't Christians. We weren't black. We weren't white. We were Americans, and we came to the call. And we did everything we could as citizens, many of us, on that day. And it was because of the flag that so many people came together, because America was attacked. And we took the rubble out of that pit, piece by piece. They took the rubble out of that pit. Stone by stone, they searched for people, remains. A cross was there in the rubble, a piece of iron girder. There in the rubble, a sign that the folks that perished there were okay. And so folks erected a beautiful monument and a memorial to the over 3,000 people total that died on that day, with their names beautifully displayed by a reflecting pond. There's shops and dining and all kinds of things. Kind of turned it into a tourist trap a little bit. I don't know if I'm too fond of having a mall there and people making money like that off of the backs of folks who were murdered in a terror attack, but that's a whole other topic. But these fine patriots were there, and they were up there at the Trump Tower, I believe, is where the initial event took place. And then they went down to the memorial to enjoy it and say, well, I never seen this. I'm down in Florida. I never seen it. Let's go see it. And they went down there to enjoy a nice day at the memorial and pay respects to those who lost their life. And we'll let John tell you what happened. John, tell folks, you know, from the initial rally over by Trump Tower, and then heading down, what you were thinking and how you guys were all feeling at that moment after you left the Trump Tower and the Sharia law, anti-Sharia law rally and all that stuff. Met with all the Muslims.
It actually wasn't the anti-Sharia law rally that we went to. We were at the Build the Wall rally.
Build the Wall.
And let me tell you, man. Yeah, it was a Build the Wall rally where we're trying to get personal people to fund building the wall, man. So it's coming from the people, from the we the people. We stood up once. We voted Trump in, you know. And now if we want to back Trump up with what he says, man, so I think we the people need to step up and help out. If that's what you feel we need to do, step up. Let's do it.
It would be a great idea. I think a great idea for that wall would be send us $10. We'll engrave your name on a brick and stick it on the wall.
Absolutely.
It'll be a nice memorial to all the Americans who donated $10. And if you know, 20 million people did that, or 30 million people did that, chipped in $10, guess what? You got a wall. And everybody could go down there and say, look, there's my name there, you see? How cool would that be? And then we could have veterans build it.
Yeah, let me tell you what first really, really struck my nerves, man, whenever I was up there. So we had a live band up there. We had a little DJ out there and stuff, and we were playing the national anthem, okay? So everybody has their hats off, you know, hand over their chest, the whole nine. We're playing the national anthem, and people are going by as we're holding American flags, saluting our flag, and cursing us out because of what, the national anthem of the American flag? We're all Americans, whether it's left wing, right wing, whatever. We're all still Americans, no matter what your views may differ, but our liberties are the same, right? Our freedoms all the same, right?
And that's what Ace and his friends had on their shirts, because they were also harassed. Folks, you may know America Warrior Revolution and Mr. Ace Baker and his friends were out there also. And that's what they had on their shirt, freedom on the front. Our views are different. Our rights are the same on the back and American flags. And they were told to leave too. But a supervisor actually gave them a pass, which is shocking. I'm surprised they got a pass. But all right, so go ahead.
So, that originally, man, that struck me as, you know, hey, we're no longer Americans if we're sitting there and booing and cursing at people, you know, either pledging allegiance to the flag or sitting there and paying our respects to the national anthem. It's pretty crazy, man. It's a pretty crazy world that we're living in today. And, you know, we're going to go to with Ace that day to the memorial, but we decided not to. I think we had like an hour of sleep because we come up from Florida to come to this Build the Wall rally and show our respects from Florida. And so we went ahead and went back and got some sleep. And we got up the next day, and we're like, you know, I really want to pay my respects to the people that died that day on 9/11. And as we came together as Americans, I'm going to go there with my flag. And I actually didn't know what happened to Ace the day before, and so I went to go get out the car. And a good friend of mine, Jamie, she told me, hey, did you see what they did to Ace yesterday? I said, no, I didn't get to see the video. And she told me that they tried to tell him that he couldn't do it, and they ended up letting them do it. So I was like, okay, well, you know, we're going to do the same thing, you know, because we're all Americans. Americans died that day. It didn't matter your race, your color, your gender, anything. Americans died that day.
I was there and I witnessed it with my own eyes. Weeks and weeks of recovery. We worked our butts off. I went to a local radio station where they did logistical stuff. By the time I was able to do anything, they had shut down Manhattan, so they wouldn't let people in. So folks did things like went to logistical locations, and we need 500 pairs of gloves right away. And bam, they'd show up. We loaded on a truck, and the truck would go into Manhattan and drop the stuff off at Ground Zero. And with the efforts and the people were silent. You know, it was just like, okay, that over here, that over here. And people worked. They put the head down, and they got to work. And when we were done, then we talked.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. And then to hear this national anthem and holding flags and people are yelling at you. And then the day before you go down to the monument, Ace and his guys are harassed.
Yep.
And now it's on to you guys. Now you get down to the monument, you got out of the car, you heard they tell you about Ace, and said, well, we're taking our flag in there. So now go ahead.
Yeah, I said I'm going in there regardless. You know, they letting them do it. They're going to let me do it.
God bless.
Now, I'm just. You know, regular old Joe. I'm tiny in this, okay? I'm tiny in this. That's what it is. I have a very tiny part in this as an American. So I walk through, and I walk through the little mall that they got, and I walk all up the stairs, down the stairs. I'm walking and displaying my American pride heading to this memorial. And, you know, I get there, and I have my friend Jamie. She's video recording everything. Just in case if anything happens, you know, there was a lot of hate. As soon as I stepped out the car, I had people laughing at me, flipping me the bird. Automatically, I had no Trump clothes on, okay? I had my 3% United Patriots of Florida shirt on and hat. No Donald Trump stuff on whatsoever, other than I was carrying a flag, okay? People were like, oh, he's a Trump supporter. He's a Trump supporter. And they're sitting there pointing, laughing, flipping me the bird, all kinds of stuff. And, so anyway, so we get on over there, and at that point, I'm like, Jamie, you know, make sure you get as many of the people's names that died here, you know, get that on the camera. And she's walking around, and I'm walking around just watching. You know, there was roses on some of the names. I didn't even get to make it all the way around the memorial before I was stopped. Matter of fact, I only got to one side. And all of a sudden I was stopped, and this gentleman approached me, and he identified himself as the manager of the Port Authority. And his name, he said, was Michael, but we determined that at a later time. And he told me that I was that I wasn't able to fly the flag there. I said, well, why not? He said, it's a demonstration. I said, what do you mean it's a demonstration? I said, it's just me and my friends here. I'm not demonstrating anything. I'm flying this flag for these Americans that died over here. And at that point, he changed his tone, and he changed it from, it's not a demonstration. And at that point, you see Jamie coming in with the camera, and she's like, he's like, it's not a demonstration. This is private property, and we want you to leave. I'm like, what do you mean it's private property? Where's the law that says that I have to leave? You know, what statute is it? Tell me what statute it is. And he was like, it's private property. You can't be here. I'm like, I didn't want to sit there and argue with the guy very much, because I'm going to tell you what my plan was in the back of my head. And everybody's like, oh, man, I would have went off on him. I went off on him a little bit.
It would be disrespectful. It would be disrespectful to argue about stuff right there where people lost their lives over the, you know.
Yeah,
there
was people walking off and was like, what's going on here? Why are they telling you have to leave because of the American flag, you know? And I at this point I was really upset. I was really upset. So what my plan was after that happened, I got together with AWR, I got together with American Freedom Keepers, and we decided that we're going to do a re-declaration of independence on the 4th of July, and we're going to do a re-declaration of independence on the 4th of July, and we're going to do a patriotic stand in silence, where we're going to burn candles in remembrance of the people that were there. We're going to try to have one candle and one bag and everything for every life that was lost that day lined up, and we're going to be silent the entire time. And we're not going to leave until them candles are gone. And we're going to stand there with our American flags and pay our tributes to those Americans that lost their lives that day. And it continued on. So it's not just about just the people that lost their lives that day. It also continued on past that. You know, we got people that died in the war for that 9/11 attack. That was like one of our largest attacks in the mainland.
And are we lose men and women in uniform, in, you know, in the military, but folks that were first responders, firemen, and police officers that responded and got caught in that cloud of dust,
What was it, like 375 firefighters died, and first responders died from that? Is that I think that was what the number was?
Yeah, it's very high, and now you got to count the folks that got sick, got COPD, died of cancer. This got them. They were breathing that cloud of dust in, and it killed them 10 years later, 15 years later. People are dying today, tomorrow, because they were in that cloud of dust.
Yeah.
It's out of hand.
And Americans, all these guys were Americans that died there, man, that all believed, you know, we're here as Americans, and that's all of our flag. Again, it's not a left-right thing. It's not, no matter what your beliefs are, that is all still our flag. It's crazy to me, man. I could not believe it whenever he told me that. But we're going to make a change, guys. Here's what I want to do is I want to get everybody together, no matter what your beliefs are. Okay, we're all still Americans. I want to get everybody together, and we're going to march in to this memorial. We're going to pay our tributes to the men and women who died that day. We're going to stand in silence with American flags, and we're going to surround that memorial with American flags and candles and pay our tributes to the people who died there that day. I think that they deserve at least that much. I think they seriously deserve at least that much.
I agree. And you know what's going to wind up happening with that memorial down there? I have a feeling that anti-fascists are going to make their way down to the 9/11 memorial eventually. Some reason.
Yes.
It's weird feeling.
Everything is being, history all around is being attacked. And, you know, we all said 9/11, we won't forget, you know. But it seemed to me that day that America has forgotten. America has forgotten because there was not very many people that stepped up and to try to see what was going on. Why was that being kicked out for holding an American flag? There was not very many people. There was like two or three people that approached us after we left and was like, hey, what was that about? You know, why are they making you leave because of the flag? And that was it. You know what I mean? And there was tons of people over there. I mean, tons of people over there. But I mean,
when you were looking around, because right after I asked this question, I'm going to play something. But as you were looking around, and the cop and this guy was telling you have to roll up your flag and leave, what kind of people were all around you? Was it just regular people walking around, or was there kind of like other people protesting, maybe praying or doing things that otherwise 20 years ago would have never happened or happening now at the memorial? Or 30 feet across the street from the memorial?
I'll tell you what did happen the day before. Okay, now I did not witness this, but a good dear friend of mine did tell me that while they're there, there was, I don't know, but a handful of Muslims out there praying in front of the memorial and doing a demonstration right there in front of the memorial. Praying and doing and reaching out and touching and talking to other people right there in front of that memorial.
Did you say demonstration?
That's what they said. I wasn't able to do a demonstration out there. Now, I was just one and my wife and a friend of mine out there, and this was a group of people out there praying and doing an actual demonstration out there. And this is that's when it really struck me. When I get there, I'm like, you know, and they're telling me to leave and fold up my flag, which I wasn't going to fold up my flag. That wasn't happening.
I'll leave. I'm not leaving. I'm not rolling my flag up while I leave. It's going to fly the whole time I'm walking out of that place.
Yeah, and it did. You can see it in the video. I mean, I probably flew it. Actually, as a matter of fact, I got away from the memorial a little bit, and I yelled freedom, you know, as we got away from there. It was... God, man, after that happened, I got back to the car and I just wanted to freaking bawl my eyes out of what just happened. What just happened to us out there, man? It was crazy. I could not believe that in America, whether that was private property or not, okay, reality of it is Port Authority is owned by the taxpayers. That area should be owned by the taxpayers. So we, the people, actually own that property. To my understanding. That's what I was told.
And so this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play this tune for all my New York friends. Rock on.
Worth fighting for. What about our freedom and this piece of ground? We didn't get to keep them by backing down. They say we don't realize the mess we're getting in. Before you start your preaching, let me ask you this, my friend. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Have you forgotten when those towers fell? We had neighbors still inside going through a living hell. And you say we shouldn't worry about Bin Laden. Have you forgotten? Took all the footage off my TV. Said it's too disturbing for you and me.
it'll just breed anger. That's what the experts say. It was up to me, I'd show it every day. Some say this country's just out looking for a fight. Well, after 9/11, man, I'd have to say that's right. Have you forgotten how it felt that day to see your homeland under fire and her people blown away? Have you forgotten when those towers fell? We had neighbors still inside, going through a living hell. And we vowed to get the ones behind Bin Laden. Have you forgotten? I've been there with the soldiers who've gone away to war. You can bet that they remember what they're fighting for. Have you forgotten all the people killed? Yes, some went down like heroes in that Pennsylvania field. Have you forgotten about our Pentagon? Have you forgotten? Have you forgotten?
No, damn it, I ain't forgotten. I'll never forget. The reason that it's one of the main reasons I've become so ultra patriotic. Before 9/11, I was just a dude hanging out with my head in the sand, partying with my friend, going to the beach, watching rock concerts, not giving a crap about anything. And then a wake-up call came. And I know Johnny hasn't forgotten. I know our friend Jamie hasn't forgotten. I know the folks at Patriot Nation Radio haven't forgotten. And many patriots across this great country have not forgotten. And if you can, folks, get out there and join Johnny and his friends on 4th of July and bring your flag and a candle. And join in the memory and the silence to commemorate the loss of over 3,000 Americans on 9/11. We will have a 9/11 commemoration show here on Patriot Nation Radio. So, if you can, come on down. It'll be a blast. We love to remember our fallen brothers and sisters, all races, all religions, all nationalities. Together, we can rise and get back to this American flag that cannot be flown at the 9/11 memorial. The witness on the videos posted by AWR and Johnny and Jamie and Johnny's wife, where they're telling folks to remove the American flag, that it can't be flown. Symbols of expression not allowed here. Get that. What in the hell is that? Folks, we are in dire, dire straits here in this country. When if you get cursed for holding a flag and singing the national anthem on a street in New York City, be told you cannot bring an American flag on the memorial to 9/11, Ground Zero in New York City. We are in grave danger of losing our republic. It's our duty. I have a son. He's 6. Crying out loud. I got to hand him the torch of liberty. It's my job. I have to teach them. You have to teach your children, your grandchildren. Talk to your neighbors, folks. Do something. We're going to lose this. Look out your window. You're going to lose it. Look out your window right now, folks. I implore you, go look out your window. You're going to lose it. Going to lose it. You don't make a stand and do something. Anything. I talk. I bring show awareness. Johnny goes to the memorial and my friend Hogg, they go to the statues here in Florida and they stand with their flags and their brothers. Some folks go to rallies. Some folks make phone calls. Some folks make emails and write letters. We got to do it. We can't stop. They're highly organized and well-funded on the other side, and we got to really battle. Folks, we are in a civil war right now. Just because the bullets ain't flying doesn't mean we're not in a war. Folks are attacking our Constitution and our way of life every single day, every turn. They're attacking us, our history, our heritage. They teach that the fellows at the Boston Tea Party, they teach the kids they were terrorists. Terrorists, the Boston Tea Party. These guys were not terrorists, they're heroes. They brought us this flag with their blood. We're going to lose it. We're losing it. Brothers and sisters, I implore, call your senators, get involved, vote if it's all you got. Get involved. Encourage your neighbors. Speak. Talk. I talk to people online at the grocery store. I took my son to daycare tonight. He had summer camp at the church. And I'm talking to people there. Oh, Johnny left us, folks. Hope he calls back. Folks, we're losing. But we're strong. We're resilient. We are the American spirit. It is us. We have to hand the torch of liberty to the next generation, to our children, our grandchildren. I love my son, and I want him to be free. I'm looking out my window. I want to keep it. You know the work I did on this yard out here? I dug in dirt. I redid my sprinkler system myself. Hard work. Grit and determination. It's what makes us America. Our grit, our determination, our stamina, our backbone, our mindset of freedom. You watch a bird fly out of its nest, answers to nobody. Lands on the lawn three houses down, picks a worm up and goes back to the nest and feeds its young. No rules, no laws, nothing. That is how you're supposed to be. But your government ties your hands, burdens you with taxes and debt, smacks you. And us folks on this side of the battle go to work every day. We don't get entitlements. We don't get that. We work hard. Some of us maybe are on disability because we got our leg blown off or we got hurt in war. Some of us are raising families. We can't just take a week off and go to a rally. Because George Soros ain't putting $1,000 in our pockets. He's putting it in their pocket. So we struggle, but our fight is true. And we stand on principle. Stand on that, on the Constitution. Our Constitution. Declaration, Bill of Rights. 4th of July is coming, folks. 4th of July is coming. My ancestry goes back to the Revolution on my mom's side. Very proud of that. I don't want the blood of my ancestors to be in vain and let the freedom and liberty they handed to us with a document called the Constitution to preserve it, to keep our government in check, be in vain. The blood of my ancestors cannot be in vain. Blood of Nancy's and John's ancestors cannot be in vain because someone's feelings got hurt. My feelings get hurt all the time. I get over it. We're adults. We're not brats, whiny little snowflakes who want everything handed to us. We get our hands dirty. We work hard. We build this country. We maintain this country. We're American. People can cross our borders and try to change our culture and our history and our way of life to suit them. Folks coming from the north to Orlando demanding a statue be removed that was placed over 100 years ago, and they just got here. And they're trampling on the history and the heritage of folks whose family fought for this. The overbearing restrictions of the federal government trampling on their states' rights. Slavery, very minor part. The Civil War, taxation, and overreach of the federal bureaucracy had more to do than slavery. So, folks, talk to your neighbors. Stand. Do something. Do something for the children, the next generation. Show them what they have to do. Show them they have to fight for liberty. It don't come free. Men and women dying daily, protecting our freedoms, protecting America, so that I can do this show and that anti-fascist Antifa can walk around and make stupid statements and be imbeciles. And that our side can carry our American flag at the damn memorials and be proud of our heritage and our history. My ancestors fought in the revolution, be in vain. Nancy, can you give out the fundraising information for your situation there up in Gainesville?
I can. It's www.gofundme.com/save-old-joe. So it's a GoFundMe account and save-old-joe. And a wonderful man named Steve created it for us and is helping us to raise some money to save this veteran statue, this statue to of these boys that died, didn't come home. And, you know, he's to them all. He's to the memory of the Confederate dead. He's not hurting anybody. He's dead. He served. He died in service. You know, and that's all he has left. That's it. That's all his mom had, you know, his wife or his daughter was this little statue, you know, and it reads, "They fell for us, and for them should fall the tears of the nation's grief." I mean, how horrible is it? You know, it's grieving widows, you know, grieving widows and mothers, and this is what they had. And the county commission has said it's got to go. But we're going to take him, and I'm going to save him, and I am going to save him. Actually, the Lord is going to save him, and I'm praying the Lord uses me to save him, and I believe that he is. Because the goodness, you know what, it's a good and wholesome thing to stand for veterans, any veterans, any American veterans in all wars. You know, our America was founded on the blood of patriots, veterans. Without them, it all falls apart. Without them, we don't have America. You know, and the war, you know, no matter what side you're on, you know, it is our history and that's our heritage, and it's woven in the fiber of our country. And to remove those veterans, remove those monuments, just erases history. I mean, that's what the Nazis did in Germany. You know, they didn't just want to kill the Jews; they took that they existed out of the book. You know, that they took it all out, as an annihilation, you know, an extermination. And it's just very sad. But we are going to, with your help, we are going to save old Joe.
Amen. Thank you, Nancy, for coming on. I appreciate giving us our time to talk. Folks, if you can donate to help save old Joe. If you can donate to help save old Joe up in Gainesville, the link will be posted on my radio pages, the Patriot Nation Radio Network and Patriot Nation Radio Show. John, tell folks a little bit more, one more time. I got about a minute about your plan for 4th of July, and I'm going to wrap this up.
So 4th of July, I want to get as many Americans there with American flags, with Old Glory, and I want to surround that monument. It's a silent stand is what I want to do around that monument with candles and bags in memory of the people who died there that day, Americans that died there that day. And if you guys want to, you can get on American Freedom Keepers on Facebook. You can find out what's going on in your area to get active and find out what's going on. They post stuff in everybody's area. Of, you know, rallies, events, marches, stands, all kind of different stuff. But that is one in particular that we're getting together with them, and we're gonna make a silent stand out there, and we're gonna let our voice be heard. We're gonna let our voice be heard as Americans. Once again, we're gonna stand silent and come together again, as we did before, on that day of 9/11 and the months that followed after that. And we will not forget. We're going to remind them that we have not forgotten. That's the main thing is we're going to remind them that we have not forgotten about those people that died that day.
We'll never forget. Johnny, I want to thank you so much for coming on tonight and sharing your story. And God bless, man. I think we met maybe once here in Florida with the Threepers with Josh and Hogg. And if not, one day maybe we'll meet because we're here in the Sunshine State too. And I thank you again for your time tonight, brother.
No doubt, man. I appreciate it. And it was great talking and being on your show, man.
Amen. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.
Thank you.
So I got to wrap this up right now. Got to run. Here it is. Star Spangled Banner, Dave Bray. I'll be back in 1 minute, 45 seconds as I get my shoes ready to go get my son at his day camp. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I'll check you soon.
That's what I'm talking about. We're going to sing it together. You ready? Come on, Pittsburgh. Are you ready?
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. O'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave through the night that our flag. O'er the land.